3. National Housing Policy. There are several national policies that informed the strategy and have contributed to the development of the detail of this implementation plan. The following are short synopses of each of these policies, more detailed as contained in the strategy. Housing for All, see footnote 2. gov.ie, Housing for All, a new housing plan for Ireland. www.gov.ie. Housing for All, 2021, is the government's housing plan to 2030. The overall aim of the housing plan for Ireland is that everyone in the state should have access to a home to purchase or rent at an affordable price, built to a high standard and in the right place, offering a high quality of life. The plan's vision is to have a steady supply of housing in the correct locations, with economic, social and environmental sustainability built into the system. It is estimated that there is a requirement for approximately 33,000 new homes each year to meet the need. Housing for All provides four pathways to achieving its overarching objectives. 1. Supporting home ownership and increasing affordability. 2. Eradicating homelessness, increasing social housing delivery, and supporting social inclusion. 3. Increasing new housing supply. 4. Addressing vacancy and efficient use of existing stock. Time to move on from congregated settings. See footnote 3. Time to move on from congregated settings, hse.ie. The report was adopted as policy and implementation commenced in 2012. The overall aim of the policy was to move from a situation where people live isolated lives away from any community and from families, with many experiencing institutional living conditions where they lack basic privacy and dignity, to a scenario where people live in their own homes and are facilitated to have opportunities to grow their lives and be connected in their communities. A dedicated Time to Move On subgroup was established to implement the initiatives which underpin and enable a new model for residential support in the mainstream community, where disabled people are supported to live ordinary lives in ordinary places. Disability Capacity Review to 2032. See footnote 4. gov.ie, Disability Capacity Review to 2032. A review of social care demand and capacity requirements to 2032. www.gov.ie. The Department of Health published the Disability Capacity Review to 2032, a review of social care demand and capacity requirements up to 2032 in 2021. The report examined the need for additional care and support services to facilitate disabled people living independently in the community and associated housing requirements over the 2018 to 2032 period. The report estimated the need for community-based living with supports arising from the changes forecast. The report also considered the need to provide alternative residential support options for disabled people inappropriately living in nursing homes, but this could not be completed due to the absence of data. Sharing the Vision. See footnote 5. gov.ie, Sharing the Vision, a Mental Health Policy for Everyone. www.gov.ie. Sharing the Vision 2020 is Ireland's national mental health policy and is the successor to A Vision for Change 2006. It carries forward those elements of the original policy that still have relevance. It incorporates new recommendations as appropriate to enhance national policy, while simultaneously aligning with the 10-year vision for reform and transformation of Ireland's health and social care services encapsulated in the Sláinte Care report. Sharing the Vision aims to enhance the provision of mental health services and supports across a broad range of services, from mental health promotion, prevention and early intervention to acute and specialist mental health service delivery during the period 2020 to 2030. Wasted Lives, see footnote 6. Wasted Lives, the Office of the Ombudsman. The 2021 Ombudsman Report, Wasted Lives, examined and considered the impact on people aged under 65 years of age living in nursing homes. This report is based on the findings from an investigation carried out by the Ombudsman. The report points out the very significant challenges in supporting people inappropriately living in nursing homes to transition back to the community and prevent this practice happening in the future. Universal Design. According to the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, universal design means the design of products, environments, programs, and services to be usable by all people to the greatest extent possible without the need for adaptation or specialized design. The Centre for Excellence in Universal Design at the National Disability Authority published a set of Universal Design (UD) guidelines for homes in Ireland in 2015. Public Sector Duty, see footnote 7. gov.ie, Public Sector Equality and Human Rights Duty, www.gov.ie. All public bodies in Ireland have responsibility under the Public Sector Equality and Human Rights Duty, or Public Sector Duty, to promote equality, prevent discrimination, and protect the human rights of their employees, customers, service users, and everyone affected by their policies and plans.